The minority in Parliament has placed the current economic challenges in the country at the doorsteps of government. Addressing the media in Accra, the NPP spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Okotose, cited mismanagement, indecision and refusal to adhere to the earlier prescription by the IMF to deal with fiscal imbalance in the country, as well as addressing budget overruns that have characterized the management of the economy. Roslyn Ganyaglu and Richlove Jojoma report.
According to the minority, government has failed to adequately and swiftly respond to the unfolding economic crisis, thus worsening the situation by every stretch of imagination. Dr. Anthony Akutose said there has been a substantial shortfall in revenue generation, resulting in general decline in economic activities. He said government's approach to dealing with the challenges of the economy has weakened its bargaining power with the IMF.
The government of Ghana has finally taken a decision to invite the International Monetary Fund to begin negotiations on a possible stabilization program for Ghana. The mission, we're told, arrived last night and this morning should begin negotiations. While some people believe that an IMF program may bring with it further hardships through possible cuts in government spending, elimination of consumer subsidies, downsizing of public sector employment, among others, others believe a program with the fund might bring benefits such as balance of payment support, as well as unlocking other bilateral donor support needed to stabilize the city and the economy as a whole. In the opinion of the president, the government's engagement with IMF will bring about policy credibility to his so-called homegrown policies. It is important to state at the outset that whatever program that is agreed upon with the fund will depend critically on the current state of the economy.
They must close what I call the model. They must know that Chinese loan, this amount is coming, so this is how much more we can give you. So it cannot be hanging. And this is how negotiations go. We have weakened our negotiation position by not doing much in the last 5 months, and things have gotten worse. So the ships will fall where they are. It will be tough.
The minority leader in Parliament, Osei Chairman Sabunsu, challenged government to come clear on the true state of the economy.
Because government did not comply with the recommendations that they proffered at the time, we are further deeper down there, and we are going to negotiate from a position of much more weakness than obtained in February 2014. I think all that the Ghanaians should expect tougher measures to be taken by government, and in the face of that, we are asking government to be much more candid with the real situation on the ground, so that Ghanaians, if they decide to buy into the government's program, will be better positioned to better appreciate what is happening to us.